There is something new greeting visitors to the Flint Institute of Art. Beginning today and running until September 4th, a shiny Airstream trailer is outside the museum. It's StoryCorps, all set up in Flint and hoping to gather stories in its mobile booth for the next month. Danielle Anderson is Associate Director of the StoryCorps Mobile Tour. Danielle, why did you choose Flint as this latest location for a mobile booth?
Oh, goodness. Well, first of all, thanks for having me. Second, yeah, Flint was our, when you guys reached out to us, when Michigan Radio contacted us about this tour, this was where you guys were interested in going, and we were all on board for that. We were really excited to be to Flint. We've never been there. The mobile tour has never been there, but we're building on work that the Flint Public Library has been doing with StoryCorps for some time, and so it just seemed like a natural place for us to go.
So tell us, for those who are not familiar, how does it work? What happens inside the mobile booth?
So it's really quite simple. The only thing that needs to happen is that you need to make an appointment. But anybody can make an appointment. It's a free public service. But once you arrive to the booth, you're greeted by one of our trained staff people, one of our facilitators. And that's the person that walks everybody through the process. It's 40 minutes of recording time for you to sit down with somebody you care about or somebody you're curious to learn more about and, you know, just take some time to ask some questions, right, and do some listening, things that we often don't have time to do in the midst of our busy lives.
And who can participate, and really even more, what kind of stories do you hope to gather?
Yeah. So anybody can sign up. We really want anybody that's interested to come in and participate in this, to share their voice and add it to our archive. As for what we're looking for, we're actually not looking for any particular kinds of stories. I mean, we're in Flint because we'd love to hear some stories from Flint residents, but as to what they talk about, we really don't care. Hmm. We want people to use this space in a way that's going to be meaningful for them, right? If that means sharing family history, that's what we want to hear. If that means sharing community history, that's what we want to hear. What we really want to hear is what's important to people.
How do you sell this to the people in Flint, Danielle? Because as you know, they've had journalists from all corners of the world coming in to tell their story. How is this different?
Yeah, that's a really good question, and one that we have been kind of thinking through as thoughtfully as possible. We don't want to be one of those media organizations that's just dropping in to pull stories out and then leaving, right? And so we're really approaching it just kind of like I said, this is a space for people to talk about whatever is important to them, right? To add to this moment in time, this archive that we're creating, what does it mean to live in Flint right now? What does it mean to raise a family there? What does it mean to be in community in Flint, right? And how people interpret that and how people choose to tell their stories, it's entirely up to them, right? My goal really is to just make people aware that the opportunity is there, right? And if they want to take advantage of it, we really want them to come in.
Anybody from Flint, come in with your stories. And again, you say all they really need to do is make an appointment. And how do they do that?
So they can do that on our website, and I believe there's also a link from your website. Mm-hmm. It's just storycorps.org, and there's a link under Participate directly to Flint, and you can just sign up there. It is a good idea to think about who you might want to come in with first, and make sure they're available for that time. But yes, that is how you make an appointment.
Well, the StoryCorps mobile tour at the Flint Institute of Art beginning today and running until September 4th. You can go to storycorps.org or michiganradio.org to get an appointment and get in and share this story, whatever your story is. Danielle Anderson, thank you.
Thank you for having me.